though.
Now, Dame Dash is calling Kanye the new Michael Jackson. What y'all think about that?
Nah, I won't say that. I ain't gonna say all of that. I ain't gonna
the
say
Michael
that.
Jackson?
He's so not this
the
is his
Jackson
explanation. He said
his rapping never made nobody pass out.
Whoa.
He did try it though. You see how he came out and just stood on the stage though.
Yeah, you see that post
out. That's when he first came out, right?
What?
Let me get that.
Made people pass out. He said he had 24 karat gold on. He said his outfit was looking like Captain Crunch. We had all 24 karat gold on. And man, he said a dude got arrested. About three Asians passed out.
Yeah, before you get on that level, yeah, facts. And how people was talking about Michael Jackson Super Bowl performance wasn't the best ever. Like he stood there by his, without nothing. He just stood there doing
nothing
and had people going crazy. It was just him standing there, like
jumped up out the floor.
And he just stood there. No, I don't think he did.
Or he rose up.
I think he just rose up. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't sure.
And then it was smoke and shit around him, but he just was standing there. And people was just cheering.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck is you cheering for? He ain't do nothing.
It's just Mike being Mike.
He just showed up.
Mike had a statue floating down the river in Budapest, bro. A statue.
And them niggas is falling out.
HBO did a documentary when he was on that big world tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike.
Went to Budapest. These niggas had a statue of this nigga floating down the river in Budapest.
Michael Jackson.
You can't. No,
you're not matching that. But I say Kanye West might get close to making as much money as Michael Jackson made. He might get that close.
He ain't Mike, bro.
He got $7 billion. Already?
Let me see the
bag. What? He could make that shit a lot more. Dog, it is. Especially when you could be like, you see Beanie Siegel, and because he called you Yeezy first, just because he called you Yeezy, you get this nigga $50 million, dog? Yeah.
Yes, he gave him 50.
Just because he the first nigga who ever called you Yeezy. And it made you think of the name Yeezy.
Right.
And was like,
that's
damn,
love.
That nigga, I owe him.
Needed that.
Love.
What?
That's love.
Everybody in the world needed that. What?
Be good right now.
50 mil?
Studio. Beans going back in the studio, nigga. 50 million.
Nah,
relax.
He might
as well go buy his goddamn masters for that Truth album.
He might as well shit.
The reason.
On the Truth, right?
The reason and the truth, he need to go get them masters.
50 mil, he could buy a couple of them Jones. He could buy all his masters, probably.
He could buy every last one of them. 50 mil for the name Yeezy.
But just think of that, though. Like, if a nigga could just give you 50 million, it don't mean shit. It's just like, man, I'm just going to give you 50 million, bro. Here.
$50.
I mean, he's a billionaire. I mean,
Dame Dash do got a point. It says that, you know, whether positive or negative, everybody's paying attention to what Kanye is doing. So that's the context of what he put that in.
Definitely.
You know, but as far as like his, I mean, you know, Kanye, yes, he is a billionaire, but as far as the fame status, he's not on the Michael Jackson.
Never.
I mean, no. He's just
no.
Until he make a grown.
Yeah.
Till these motherfuckers start falling out and start dying and shit and having cardiac arrest and shit.
Okay, we don't want that.
You
to
gotta
happen,
stand
though.
There for like 10 minutes.
Y'all feel
like
that.
Fuck, I am off this.
And see, this is what Kanye gets advantages.
Right,
Michael Jackson used to stay away from people, like, so you didn't see him until the concert. So that's why it was so amazing to see him, and that's what'll make niggas pass out. But you see Kanye every day.
Yes. Right. On social media. You know what? Somebody's, I'm trying to remember who said this, but there was like the industry now was more, it's like a built up more of a mystery about the celebrity, which attributed to their celebrity status. Now, since everything is out there on social media, like you said, we see Kanye all the time. It's like, you know, it's not like whenever I go to the concert, that's that anticipation of, right, oh, I'm going to see my favorite celebrity, exactly, besides looking in Right On or Word Up or, you know, putting the picture on the wall.
This nigga on Twitter and Instagram every day.
This nigga's wildin', man. This nigga's,
and that's
doing
everybody now. So yeah, you can't never get Michael Jackson status again unless you just don't have social media.
Social media.
Exactly.
Period. But who could be that? Like, only person could be that close is like, if Beyonce. Ooh. No, if she just said, I'm going to get off of social media.
Nas be low-key. Niggas don't really see Nas too funny.
But Nas don't make people go crazy, though.
Nah, Nas ain't making
got
them
that.
Go,
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he not making them.
Nor Hove. Like, even Hove, he don't even make people go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
How about this young boy, NBA young boy?
Nah, he might. He could.
What's
be
up
Michael
with
Jackson.
My dude, NBA young boy?
Don't get it twisted. That
Yo,
go on YouTube.
Y'all, you gonna